on Jazz FM. This is The Business Breakfast with Michael Wilson.
11 and a half minutes past six, that was Peggy Lee. It's a Monday morning and a perfect time for a few tips to make our brains work better. Andy Gibson is an expert in mental health in business, using insights from psychology and neuroscience to help us work more healthily and manage others more effectively. He has a new book out called A Mind for Business, currently Business Book of the Month at WH Smith's. Johnny Hart spoke to Andy and first asked him what the book, it's a good question, this was about.
Well, essentially the book is building on a lot of interest in how our minds work, the kind of latest research in psychology and neuroscience, but there hasn't really been much that's brought it all together. There have been books like Drive and The Power of Habit and Thinking Fast and Slow, which illustrate particular areas of psychology. But what we wanted to do was to bring all of that together into one picture that is practical and easy for people to apply to their life and work. So actually building a coherent model of what this means for how we should live and work now.
So is this a sort of self-help guide for business people?
Partly, and partly a management guide as well. It's partly about getting the most out of your own mind, but also about how do you really understand how other people are thinking and feeling and behaving and get the most out of them too. So how do you actually manage the minds in a business well? Essentially, businesses are big buildings full of minds these days. That's the key unit of production, and we need to understand how they work.
We've been living through tough times over the last few years, and it's been very difficult for most people in the business environment. We now live in a 24-hour culture because of the explosion of the internet. 30 years ago or more, people were saying, actually, we'll be bored. We won't have anything to do. Where are we going to work? It's nothing like that, is it?
Well, I don't know if everybody isn't bored. I mean, possibly quite a lot of people are. I think the interesting thing seems to be that there's a bit of a pushback going on in terms of the life that we want and the work that we want. We've had a bit of a one-sided view of supply and demand over the last few decades, where we get everything that we want as consumers, but then we go to work and we spend our time working as slaves to ourselves. And so actually most people have got wonderful televisions but work far too long and don't see their kids. And I think there's a pushback on that in terms of culture and what people expect from employers. So if you want to attract talent, then you need to be thinking about quality of life. But also there's a risk management thing as well. There is a real issue, I think, in piling on more and more stress, doing more with less, cutting headcounts, because one of the things that happens when our minds are stressed is it changes our attitude to risk. And so people often, particularly men, we will become more pro-risk. We start to think, well, let's just go for it. Let's roll the dice on this one, fellas. Let's punch our way out of this crash. And that's when you get the big corporate disasters, the phone hacking trials, those kinds of things. So we need to start treating stress management as actually a governance and risk management issue, not just a well-being issue.
So what you're saying is the stress of the workplace is creating problems, creating disasters, creating mistakes, and the pressure that's coming from employers to employees is actually making things worse.
It can be. I think we've got a bit of a confusion between stress and pressure in our workplace culture. Pressure can be quite motivating. We like to hit challenges. We like to feel that there's lots to do. It's the point where the pressure gets too much and we start to feel panicky and afraid and forget things, and it changes our judgment of situations. That's when you get all kinds of problems coming in. And I think it's a question really for me of how many more big problems, big disasters do we need before we start taking this seriously and getting a grip on it. Essentially, if you are an employer, you are employing people to use their minds, and you need to take a keen interest in the state of those people's minds and whether they're showing up for work able to do their best work.
I've got an idea. Why not everybody in the world have a duvet day today? That'd solve a few things, wouldn't it? No more tension there. That was Andy Gibson, author of A Mind for Business, speaking to Johnny Hart. Coming up, got David Buick previewing the business week ahead. Some Ray Charles, but your traffic and travel is next.